Your Danny's Day beat out the Soaps, All My Children, Young and the Restless.
Young and Restless, all that stuff. Carrie Robertson, who replaced Mary Hart, we even did that with Carrie. Carrie, probably the most talented girl that I ever worked with. She'd sing, dance, act, do all this stuff, but she didn't want to do that on the air. It took too much work, so she wouldn't do that.
Oh, with all this talent, and she didn't want to be on the air?
Well, you know, to be a singer, you got to rehearse, yeah. You got to do this, you got to do that. I don't blame her for what they were paying her.
You also became a movie star.
Not much of a movie star.
The movie was?
High School USA.
What did you play?
I played a school teacher.
How did that come about?
Maureen, my wife. We went to California and went to this high school and everything. I had never seen such an inefficient deal, the way they make movies. We made this one deal in one day. They shoot the first scene, they shoot everybody, and they shoot you individually, and I had one line. Well, you see one another every day, why are you going to get married? Well, this movie comes out, and a lot of people will turn it on late at night, and they'll see me in the first scene, and I'm not in it ever again. I've had a billion people say, hey, John, come here, Danny Williams' movie's on, come watch this. They'll go turn it on, and I'm never in it again. I wouldn't want to be in the movies. That's the most tedious deal. They'll shoot one scene, and then they break down, and they relight the deal, and then you do the same scene over again and over and over and over.
That experience didn't say, boy, I'd like to become a movie star.
No, not at all.
You got some dollars for that, though.
Oh, yeah, I got paid for 10 years. Probably the biggest one-day salary I ever got in my whole life. Every time it showed, they sent me a check.
That's all it took from you is one day to deliver
one
that
day
line.
And one line. And they sent us a check for 10 years.
Like
residuals.
What? Residuals.
The first time they paid my airfare, hotel, and all of my expenses, and for the first deal I got, I think it was $1,000. And then I'd get checks for $500, $600, $700.
And so that would have been early 80s? That was nice extra money to have.
I guess. Luck again, L-U-C-K.
Yeah, but don't put yourself down here because, yeah, we have luck, but talent has to be matched to luck, and you know that.
Well, thank you a whole lot.
This is all television and movies. About 84, you then returned to radio, KEBC, and you left WKY.
In 79. What happened in 1979 to WKY? They made Lee Allen Smith the manager of the TV station. So the guy that took over for him wanted me to be the program director. Well, I'd already decided I didn't want to be the program director anymore because the year before they had sent me to Charlotte, North Carolina, because our ratings on the radio were sliding a little bit. And when I came back, I said, well, they're doing exactly what I've told you we ought to do. So we started doing that, and we came up again. Well, this guy went to the TV station, and Dee Sadler came as the manager of the radio station. After I got back and made the station number one again, they hired a consultant for $25,000 a year and didn't give me a quarter. So I decided right then I wasn't going to be the program director anymore. Yeah, I was the program director of WKY Radio from 1958 to 1978.
But Lee Allen Smith was manager?
He was manager of the radio station, and then he became the manager of the TV station. We had separated by then. Pubco sold Channel 4 in 1974.
So you did not want to be?
Not the program director. Hell, I wasn't going to pay nothing. I worked their butt off. And I was doing a TV show and a radio show and everything else for them, so what do I want to do this for? And anyway, they hired a guy, Dan Lucas, to be the program director of the radio station. And the first day he's there, we have a meeting, and he says, what we're going to have to do is be more visible. And I said, how in the hell can I be more visible? I'm on TV every day. So the next day, I play a record that became a big hit by Kenny Rogers and Dottie West. I don't remember what it is now, but it was a huge record. So he calls me into his office, and he says, I don't want you playing that record. You play whatever records I tell you to play, and that's it. I'm the number one jock in town. I've got like 45% share at that time. Nobody else is even close. So I went into Dee Sadler and I said, hey, man, this program director said he's going to tell me what to play in the morning. And I said, I've been pulling the music and playing the music on WKY since 58. Are you going to let him do that to me? He said, no, I'll talk to him. I said, good. So the next Monday, I asked him, I said, did you talk to Dan? No, he said, I didn't. I said, well, we better have a meeting when I get off at 9 o'clock. So I get off at 9 o'clock, and this guy and I go round and round. And he finally says, well, I'll tell you one thing. He said, I'm not going to program three quarters of the station, and you program the other quarter. And I said, well, that's real good. I said, I'll see you guys around. And I walked out. And, man, I had the Pubco call me. He called me. They went from number one to number 12.
And WKY has never been the same.
Never had. Never gotten over it.
And they tried to get you to come back?
Oh, yeah.
And you had made up your mind not to?
Hey, man, let me tell you how I am. Like I said, I'm crazy, and I know I must be an egomaniac, but once I'm through with you, I'm through with you. I mean, there ain't no second chance with me.
They probably offered you more money, too.
That never came up. I mean, I wasn't after the money. I want some kind of control. I mean, I told him, I said to this guy, I said, let me ask you something. Am I responsible for my ratings? They said, yeah. I said, well, how can you be responsible over something over which you have no control? I said, that doesn't make any sense. And it didn't. So I said, adios.